本视频是一场深度的精神探秘。
This video is a deep dive into the spiritual realm.
今天我们要聊的是心理学史上最神秘。
Today, we're going to talk about the most mysterious figures in the history of psychology.
最被误解。
Most misunderstood.
也最值得读的两本书。
These are also the two most worthwhile books to read.
荣格的黑书与红书。
Jung's Black Book and Red Book.
建议你先收藏。
I suggest you save it first.
找一个完整的时段。
Find a complete time slot.
关掉干扰。
Turn off interference.
独自观看。
Watch alone.
因为今天的内容可能会颠覆你对命运、潜意识和中年危机的所有认知。
Because the content of today may overturn all your existing knowledge about subconscious destiny and midlife crisis.
先说一个你可能不知道的事实。
Let me tell you a fact that you might not know.
几乎所有听说过红书的人都错过了另一半真相。
Almost everyone who has heard of red has missed another half of the truth.
那一半就藏在黑书里。
The other half is hidden in the black book.
所以今天我们把这两本书放在一起。
So today we put these two books together.
一次性讲明白，故事要从1913年讲起。
To explain the story clearly, it's best to start from 1913.
荣格，38岁，精神分析界的当红人物，弗洛伊德钦点的接班人，有名望。
A prominent figure in the field of psychoanalysis known as Freud's successor is Jung, who is 38 years old.
有地位。
Prominent.
有家庭。
Have a family.
按任何标准。
According to any standard.
他都已经站在了人生的巅峰。
He has already reached the pinnacle of his life.
但就是这个人做了一件让所有人无法理解的事。
But this person did something that everyone couldn't understand.
他与弗洛伊德决裂了。
He broke up with Freud.
为什么？弗洛伊德认为。
Why Freud thought?
人类一切心理问题的根源都可以归结为性本能的压抑。荣格觉。
All human psychological problems can be traced back to the repression of libido, according to Jung.
觉得不对。
I don't feel right.
他从小痴迷易经、道教、古代神话。
He was obsessed with the I Ching, Taoism, and ancient mythology since childhood.
他坚信人的灵魂深处。
He firmly believed in the depths of the human soul.
除了欲望。
Besides desire,
还有更宏大
more grand,
更神圣的东西
a more sacred thing.
就像东方人所说的道，这个分歧在今天看来
as the saying goes in the East, this difference is apparent today.
不过是学术观点的不同
However, it is just a difference in academic viewpoints.
但在当时，这无异于公开的背叛。
But at that time, it was tantamount to a public betrayal.
弗洛伊德勃然大怒。
Freud was furious.
整个精神分析学界开始孤立荣格。
The entire psychoanalytic community began to isolate Jung.
他失去了精神上的领路人。
He lost his spiritual guide.
也失去了学术圈的庇护。
Also lost the protection of the academic circle.
那段时间
That period of time.
荣格白天照常看诊
Jung went to work as usual.
讲课
Teaching.
照顾家庭
Take care of the family.
但每到深夜，一种无法言说的恐惧和空虚
But every night, an indescribable fear and emptiness.
就会从心底涌上来。
It will just come from the heart.
他后来形容那种感觉。
He later described the feeling as
就像脚下的地面突然裂开。
like the ground suddenly cracked beneath my feet.
而你不知道自己会掉进去。
And you don't know you're falling into it.
多远，决裂之后。
After a long separation,
荣格陷入了一种奇怪的精神状态。
Jung was in a strange mental state.
他开始出现大量幻觉，滔天的洪水淹没。
He began to experience hallucinations. A torrential flood submerged everything.
欧洲，大地被鲜血染红。
The European continent distained with blood.
古老的众神在废墟上徘徊。
The ancient gods wandered among the ruins.
有一次，他在火车上闭目沉思。
He was once meditating on a train.
竟看到整个北欧被黄色的浊浪吞没。
I saw the entire Nordic region engulfed in a yellow wave.
水中漂浮着无数尸体和房屋的残骸。
There were countless corpses and debris floating in the water.
几年后。
A few years later.
第一次世界大战爆发。
The First World War broke out.
那些画面变成了现实。
Those scenes became reality.
作为一个训练有素的精神科医生。
As a well-trained psychiatrist.
荣格比任何人都清楚这些症状意味着什么。
Jung was the only one who understood what these symptoms meant.
但他做了一个极其大胆的决定。
But he made a very bold decision.
不把这些当成病去压制。
Don't suppress them as diseases.
而是当成兴趣解读。
Instead, interpret it as an interest.
他想。
He thought.
既然这些意象自己涌现出来。
Since these intentions arise spontaneously,
那我不如主动邀请他们与他们对话。
Then I'd rather initiate a conversation with them.
看看他们究竟想告诉我什么。
Let me see what they're trying to tell me.
于是，从1913年的一个夜晚开始。
So, starting from a night in 1913,
荣格每天晚上都会做一件前所未有的事。
Every night, Jung would do something new.
他闭上眼睛。
He closed his eyes.
让自己进入一种清醒的恍惚状态。
To enter a state of clear-headed intoxication.
任由脑海中的画面自由浮现。
The images in his mind floated freely.
他不评判，不干预。
He doesn't judge or interfere.
只是静静地看着。
Just watch quietly.
然后他把看到的一切，人物、对话、场景、恐惧、启示，全部记录下来。
Then he recorded everything he saw, including all the dialogues, scenes, and clues.
他用的笔记本是廉价的黑色封皮本。
The notebook he used was a cheap black-bound notebook.
字迹潦草，涂涂改改。有时画一些诡异的草图。
The handwriting is messy, and the picture shows a strange sketch.
有时整页都是与内心人物的对话。
Sometimes I have conversations with imaginary characters all night long.
这一记就是将近二十年，那些黑色笔记本就是后来震惊学界的黑书。
This season is about the black notebooks that were popular for almost 20 years and later caused a sensation in the academic world.
它不是一本正式出版的著作。
It is not a formally published work.
而是一个心理学大师在精神边缘进行的自我实验的原始档案。
This is the original record of a psychological experiment conducted by a master of psychology on the edge of madness.
荣格从私下对朋友说。
Jung said privately to his friends.
这些笔记里有我全部的黑暗。
These notes contain all my darkness.
也有我全部的光。
Also all my light.
他们不能被出版。
They cannot be published.
除非有人能承受直视深渊的眩晕。
Unless someone can bear the dizzying sight of the abyss.
直到2020年。
Until 2020.
英文版才首次面世。
The English version was first published
2026年
2026
中文版终于出版。
The Chinese version is finally published.
有研究者这样评价荣格。
According to some researchers, Carl Jung was
在创作黑书时的写作状态。
Writing state when creating black books.
这本书不是我写的。
This book is not written by me.
是他通过我写成的。这句话
It was through the sentence I wrote that he
虽非原文
although not the original
却精准道出了那场精神探险的本质。
However, it accurately pointed out the essence of that mental adventure.
他不是在创作
He is not creating.
而是在记录。后来荣格开始
And in recording his arrival at Ronge,
从那些潦草的黑色笔记中挑选出最核心的内容。
Extract the most essential content from those rough black notes.
用精美的哥特式书法重新抄写，配上色彩斑斓的曼陀罗绘画，装订成一本红色皮质封面的巨著。
Recopy the text with exquisite Gothic calligraphy, adorn it with colorful mandala paintings, and bind it into a large book with a red leather cover.
他这样做并不是为了出版。
He didn't do this for publication.
事实上
In fact,
他生前几乎没有考虑过让任何人看到这些文字。
He almost never considered letting anyone see these words.
他是在进行一场内在的炼金术。
He was engaged in an inner alchemy.
把混沌赋予形式。
Give form to chaos.
让灵魂的碎片归于完整。
Restore the soul's fragments.
这本红色的大书就是红书。
This big red book is a red book.
它像一本中世纪的祈祷书。
He is like a medieval prayer book.
每一页都是艺术品。荣格去世后
Each page is a work of art.
这本手稿被他的家族封存在银行保险箱中长达数十年
This manuscript was kept in a bank safe by his family for decades.
不愿示人
Don't be afraid of the world.
直到2009年
Until 2009.
在编者索努沙姆达萨尼的多年努力下
Under the tireless efforts of Mr. Sonasamdasani,
红书才首次出版。
Red book just published,
随即成为全球文化现象。
Subsequently became a global cultural phenomenon.
所以这两本书的关系非常清晰。
Therefore, the relationship between these two books is very clear.
黑书是原矿，粗糙。
The rough ore is rough and unrefined.
原始，未经修饰。
Original, unedited.
但承载着最真实的精神脉动。
But it carries the most authentic spirit.
红书是宝石，精美，圆满。
The ruby is exquisite and perfectly round.
剔除了原石的棱角。
Remove the sharp edges of the raw stone.
是荣格亲手为世人打磨的精神地图。
It is the spiritual map that you meticulously crafted for the world.
只读红书。
Read only red books.
你看到的是智者登顶的光芒。
But to see is the radiance of the wise.
而读过黑书。
And having read the black book.
你才能看见他攀爬时脚下的泥泞与血迹。
You can see the mud and blood under his feet as he climbs.
两者合一才是完整的荣格。
The two are one. That is the complete you.
那么，在这场长达16年的精神探险中
So, in this 16-year-long spiritual journey,
荣格到底发现了什么？
What did Jung discover?
我为你梳理出三个足以改变你后半生命运的核心洞见。
I've summarized three key insights that can significantly impact your later life.
第一个洞见，你心里住着一个阴影。
The The first insight is that there is a shadow living inside you.
不要试图消灭。
Don't try to eliminate.
他。
Babe.
要学会与他共处。
Learn to get along with him.
荣格在黑书中记录了一个令他恐惧的意象。
In Black Book, you recorded an intention that frightened him.
一个手持利刃的杀人犯。
A killer with a sharp weapon in hand.
他试图驱赶他。
He tried to drive him away.
消灭他。
Eliminate him.
但无济于事。
But it's useless.
后来他意识到这个杀人犯不是别人。
Later, he realized that the murderer was not someone else.
正是他自己内心被压抑的破坏。
It was his own suppressed inner turmoil that caused the damage.
愤怒与野性。
Desire and wildness.
他做了一件惊人的事。
He did something amazing.
他走向那个杀人犯，拥抱了他。
He went to embrace the murderer.
他说，你也是我的一部分。
He said, you are also a part of me.
就在那一刻，杀人犯消失了。
At that moment, the murderer disappeared.
那股黑暗的能量转化成了创造力和生命力。
That dark energy was transformed into creativity and vitality.
这就是荣格著名的阴影理论。
This is Jung's famous shadow theory.
我们每个人在社会中都带着一副人格面具，好员工。
We all wear a mask in society, a good employee.
好伴侣。
Good companion.
好父母，从不发火。
Good parents never get angry.
永远体面，面具越完美。
The forever dignified mask is perfect.
被关在地下室里的阴影就越扭曲。
The shadows in the basement are getting more distorted.
你越压抑。
The more you suppress,
愤怒
anger,
愤怒就越会在某个深夜因小事爆炸。
Anger is more likely to erupt in the middle of the night over a trivial matter.
你越假装不在乎
the more you pretend not to care,
你就越会在意的无法入睡。
The more you care, the harder it is to fall asleep.
那些一辈子唯唯诺诺的老实人突然情绪失控。
Those who have been meek and obedient all their lives suddenly lose control of their emotions.
那些模范夫妻私下撕破脸皮。
Those exemplary couples tear each other's faces in private.
本质上都是被压抑的阴影在造反。
Essentially, it's all about the rebellion of suppressed shadows.
我见过一个案例。
I have seen a case.
一位在外人看来
a person who is
极其温和的中学老师
extremely gentle middle school teacher
是因为学生打翻了一杯水当
because the student drank a glass of water
当众砸了教室的窗户
he smashed the windows of the classroom
事后他痛哭流涕
Afterwards, he cried bitterly.
说自己也不知道为什么。
I don't know why either.
其实答案很简单。
The answer is actually very simple.
他压抑了三十年的委屈和愤怒。
He suppressed the resentment and anger he had harbored for 30 years.
被那杯水点燃了。
Fueled by that cup of water.
荣格的解决方案不是自我美化。
Jung's solution is not self-enhancement,
而是自我接纳。
Instead, self-acceptance.
你不需要做一个完美的好人。
You don't need to be a perfect good person.
你只需要做一个完整的人。
You just need to be a complete person.
完整意味着你承认自己有阴暗面。
Completeness means acknowledging that you have a dark side.
并且愿意与他对话。
And he is willing to talk to him.
当你不再花费一半的精力去伪装和压抑。
When you no longer spend half your energy on pretending and suppressing.
你会发现那股堵在胸口几十年的闷气。
You will find that the stuff that has been stuck in your chest for decades
开始慢慢化解。
Start to gradually resolve.
关于如何与阴影进行具体的对话。
Specific conversation with shadows.
如何把破坏欲转化为生命力。
How to turn destructive impulses into vitality?
我在解读中专门用一集来讲。
I'm going to explain it in a single episode.
这里不展开。
Don't elaborate.
第二个洞见，你的人生没有偶然。
The second insight is that your life is not by chance.
只有有意义的巧合。荣格在红书中记录了一个经典案例。
Only meaningful coincidences are recorded by Jung in the Red Book.
一位极其理性
A very rational
信奉科学至上的女病人
Scientist-minded female patient
在治疗中讲述自己梦见了一只金色的圣甲虫，古埃及象征重生的符号。
In the treatment, I told about my dream of a golden scarab.A symbol of rebirth in ancient Egypt.
他强调
He emphasized that
这只是一个巧合
This is just a coincidence.
和话音刚落
As soon as the words were spoken
窗外传来敲击声荣格打开窗户一只真正的金甲虫飞了进来
The sound of knocking came from outside.You opened the window, and a real golden beetle flew in.
他把虫子递给他，说
He handed the insect to him.
你的圣甲虫来了。
Your scent, George, is here.
那一刻
At that moment,
他的理性防线彻底崩塌。
His rational defenses have completely collapsed.
治疗由此取得突破。荣格将这种现象命名为共识性。
Breakthroughs in treatment are achieved by this. Jung named this phenomenon consensus.
那些超越因果逻辑却充满意义。
Those that transcend causality but are meaningful.
关联的巧合。
Related coincidences.
你以为的缘分运气，说曹操曹操就到。
You think that destiny is like luck, just like Cao Cao arriving.
其实是你潜意识的变化。
Actually, it's a change in your subconscious.
在外界找到了回响。
Echoes in the outside world.
你刚想到一个人。
You just thought of someone.
他就发来消息。
He sent a message.
你正犹豫要不要换工作，一个机会。
Are you considering changing jobs?
就凭空出现。
Just appear.
你在心里反复纠结一个问题。
You are repeatedly struggling with a problem in your mind.
偶然翻开一本书。
Came across a book by chance.
恰好看到答案。
Just happened to see the answer.
这并不是迷信。荣格的合作者。
This is not a superstitious collaborator of Jung.
诺贝尔物理学奖得主泡利。用量子力学的话语系统验证过这一现象。
Nobel Prize winner in physics has verified this phenomenon through the language system of quantum mechanics.
观察者的意识似乎真的能够影响被观察对象的状态。
It seems that the observer's consciousness can really affect the state of the observed object.
荣格留下了一句振聋发聩的名言。
Carl Jung left a profound and insightful quote.
当潜意识没有进入意识时
When the subconscious is not in consciousness,
它就是你的命运。
He is your destiny.
换句话说
In other words,
如果你看不清自己内心
If you can't see your own inner self,
心真正的渴望
Truly desire,
你就会觉得生活是命运的捉弄。
You will feel that life is a cruel joke.
而当你学会了与潜意识对话
And when you learn to communicate with your subconscious,
你便从命运的受害者变成了命运的创造者。
You have become a victim of fate, and now you are a creator of fate.
这个秘密在红书中隐藏得很深。
The secret is hidden very deeply in the red book.
关于如何区分直觉与冲动。
How to distinguish between intuition and impulse.
如何捕捉生活中的共识性信号？
How to capture the consensus signals in life.
我在后面的解读中会详细拆解。
In the subsequent analysis, I will provide a detailed breakdown.
第三个
Third.
洞见，人生
Insight into life.
下半场要从向外征服转向向内回家。
In the second half, we need to shift from attacking to defending and returning home.
荣格有一个著名的比喻，人生如太阳的运行。
Jung had a famous analogy. Life is like the movement of the sun.
四十岁之前是上午。
40 years before is the morning.
太阳冉冉升起。
The sun rises.
光芒四射
Radiant
这一阶段的任务是向外扩张
The task at this stage is to expand outward
成功财富
Success and wealth
家庭社会认可
Family and social recognition
这是生物学赋予我们的使命
This is the mission that biology has given us
没有对错
There is no right or wrong
但四十岁之后
But after the age of 40,
人生进入下午
Life enters the afternoon,
太阳开始西沉
The sun began to sink.
如果你仍然沿用上午的逻辑
If you still use the logic from this morning,
拼命抓取拼命证明
Desperate to grab and prove,
拼命在意别人的评价
Obsess over other people's opinions,
你就会陷入中年危机的泥潭。
You will fall into the quagmire of midlife crisis.
荣格说
Jung said,
人生上午的真理到了
The truth of life has arrived in the morning.
下午就变成了谎
It turned into a lie in the afternoon.
言，什么意思？
What's the point?
上午告诉你多赚点钱就幸福了。
Tell you this morning that making more money is happiness.
下午你会发现钱赚够了。
You will find that you have earned enough money in the afternoon.
但心里空落落的。
But my heart felt empty.
上午告诉你当上领导就好了。
Tell me in the morning that I will be a leader.
下午你会发现当了领导更累了。
In the afternoon, you will find that being a leader is more tiring.
而且没人能说心里话。
And no one can talk about their feelings.
上午告诉你孩子出息了。
I told you this morning that my child is doing well.
你就安心了。
You're fine.
下午你会发现孩子出息了。
You will find that your child is successful.
家里更安静了。
The house is quieter.
你反而不知道该干什么。
You don't know what to do.
下半场的任务不是更成功。
The task in the second half is not to be more successful.
而是更真实。
Instead, it is more realistic.
不是向外。
Not outward.
而是向内。
Instead, inward.
我们花了半辈子去适应社会。
We spent half a lifetime adapting to society.
现在需要花半辈子去适应自己的灵魂。
Now it takes half a lifetime to adapt to one's soul.
荣格的原话是，只有在人生的下午。
According to Jung, the only time in life is in the afternoon.
人们才会意识到，那些上午被奉为真理的东西，已经变成了谎言。
People only realize that things that were once considered true have become lies.
这不是悲剧。
This is not tragedy.
这是自然法则。
This is the law of nature.
他曾感叹。
He once lamented.
我以为我的灵魂在远方。
I thought my soul was far away.
所以我走遍了天涯海角。
I have traveled the world.
我读了那么多书。
I have read so many books.
走了那么多路。
Walked so many roads.
最后却发现他就在原地。
Finally, he was found to be in the same place.
在我被压抑的阴影里。
In the shadows of my suppression,
在我每天的呼吸与心跳中
In my daily breathing and heartbeat,
我不需要征服世界
I don't need to conquer the world,
我只需要回家
I just want to go home.
这就是红书能成为无数中年人枕边书的根本原因
This is the fundamental reason why Red has become a bedside book for countless middle-aged people.
那种空虚、迷茫
That emptiness and confusion
日子一眼
One day
望不到头的窒息感
The feeling of suffocation without a visible source
不是衰老的前兆
Not a sign of aging
而是你的灵魂在呼唤你回家他邀请你放下那副沉重的人格面具去发展
Instead, your soul is calling you home inviting you to shed that heavy mask and develop yourself
你被冷落半生的兴趣去完成你儿时未竟的梦想去与那个被你关在地下室多年的阴影握手言和
You have spent half your life pursuing your childhood dreams and finally meet the shadow that has been locked in the basement for years.
从如何告别灵性的膨胀到如何与内心的疯人院和解
From how to let go of spiritual inflation to how to reconcile with the inner madhouse.
在我那套解读中
In my interpretation,
从第五集到第十集
From episode 5 to episode 10,
有循序渐进的展开
With a gradual and progressive development.
读到这里
After reading this,
你可能会问
You might ask,
既然黑书如此原始真实
Since the black book is so raw and authentic,
为什么不直接读黑书
Why don't you just read the black book?
答案很简单
The answer is simple.
黑书是原矿
Black book is the original state.
但它也是危险的荣格本
But he was also a dangerous Hume.
人在写作黑书的过程中
During the writing of the black book,
多次处于精神崩溃的边缘
Repeatedly on the verge of mental breakdown.
他之所以能够安全走出
The reason he was able to safely exit,
是因为他本身就是顶尖的心理分析师
Because he is himself a top-notch psychologist.
拥有几十年的专业训练
With decades of professional training,
作为安全绳
as a security professional,
如果你没有任何引导
if you have no guidance,
直接阅读那些充满恶魔
read those full of demons,
怪力
strange power,
乱神
chaos,
晦涩符号的文字
obscure symbols,
很可能在两种结果之间摇摆
It is likely to fluctuate between two outcomes.
要么完全看不懂而放弃。
Either give up completely or try to understand.
要么看得太投入而陷入虚无。
Either get too involved and fall into nothingness.
而红书则不同。
And Red, on the other hand, is different.
它是荣格亲手为你打磨的宝石。
He is the gem that Hume meticulously polished for you.
保留了黑书中最精华的洞见。
Preserve the most essential insights from the black book.
却剔除了那些可能让人迷失的混乱。
However, he kicked up a storm that could easily lead to confusion.
他以精美的图像。
He uses exquisite images.
诗意的语言和充满智慧的曼陀罗将一场长达16年的精神探险转化成了一部
The pointed language and the profound mandalas transform a 16-year-long spiritual journey into a work of art.
你可以安心阅读
You can read with peace of mind.
反复品味的地图
The dynamism of repeated tasting.
对于普通人而言
For ordinary people,
红书无疑是最合适的起点。
Red is undoubtedly the best starting point.
最后，我想告诉你。
Finally, I want to tell you.
荣格在红书中走过的每一步
Jung's every step in the red book
其实都是为现代人的焦虑
In fact, they are all for the anxiety of modern people
抑郁和内耗
Depression and internal conflict
靠寻找解药他遇见的那些人物和意象
Find the solutions to the problems he encountered
不是他个人的奇幻漂流
It's not a personal fantasy journey.
而是每个人内心都会经历的困境与出路。
Instead, everyone experiences different difficulties and challenges.
比如他遇到的以利亚和沙勒美，一个代表理性。
For example, Elijah and Shalim, who represented reason.
一个代表感性。
A representative of emotion.
现代社会只奖励理性
Modern society only rewards rationality
把感性关进地下室
Put the senses in the basement
结果就是无数人活得像个机器
The result is that countless people live like machines
效率很高
Very efficient
但内心枯竭对美没有感觉
But with a depleted heartI have no feeling for beauty.
对爱没有热情。
I don't have passion for love.
甚至不知道自己为什么不快乐。
I don't even know why I'm not happy.
这就是抑郁的源头之一。
This is one of the sources of depression.
荣格告诉我们。
Jung tells us.
你必须重新接回那个感性的自己。
You must regain that sensitive side of yourself.
哪怕他盲目、冲动、不体面
Even if he is reckless and impolite
比如他亲手刺杀了心中的英雄
For example, he personally assassinated the hero in his heart
齐格弗里德那个英雄是你前半生最骄傲的版本
Siegfried, that hero is the most proud version of you in your first half of life
无所不能
Unlimited
永远正确
Always correct
从不犯错
Never make mistakes
但正是这个完美人设
But it is precisely this perfect persona
让你不敢放松
Make you unable to relax
不敢示弱
Don't show weakness
不敢承认
I can't believe it
我不行
I can't
你焦虑
You are anxious
因为你总在扮演一个不是自己的人。
Because you are always playing a role that is not yourself.
荣格说，英雄不死。
Big said that heroes never die.
真实不生。
Reality doesn't exist.
比如，他走进疯人院。
For example, he entered the asylum.
承认自己内心也有荒诞，可笑。
Admit that I also have a sense of absurdity and humor.
阴暗的部分
The dark part.
你不敢面对自己的负面情绪
You can't face your negative emotions.
把它们压进潜意识
Submerge them into their subconscious.
结果它们变成失眠
As a result, they became insomnia.
胃痛
Stomach pain.
莫名其妙的烦躁
Strange irritability.
荣格的做法是把疯人院的大门打开。
Jung's approach was to open the doors of the asylum.
让那些疯子出来晒晒太阳。
Let those lunatics come out and enjoy the sunshine.
再比如，他遇见了菲利蒙，那位内在的导师。菲利蒙教会他。
For example, he met the inner mentor, Philemon, who taught him.
你以为你在思考？
To think you're thinking.
其实你只是被杂念绑架。
Actually, you are just being distracted by irrelevant thoughts.
真正的智慧不是想出来的。
True wisdom is not something that can be thought up.
而是听出来的。
Instead, it's about listening.
当你学会在安静中听见那个更深的声音。
When you learn to listen to the deeper voice in the silence,
你的焦虑就会慢慢平息。
Your anxiety will gradually subside.
比如，他直面了阿尼玛。
For example, he confronted Animer.
每个男人内心那个被阉割掉的柔软。
The soft part of every man that has been cut off.
一个越是成功的男性。
The more successful a man is.
往往越压抑自己的感受力。
They often suppress their feelings.
结果就是在外所向披靡。
The result was that they were invincible in the outside world.
回到家。
Back home.
却不知道如何与伴侣相处。
I don't know how to get along with my partner.
甚至不知道如何与自己独处。
Even don't know how to spend time alone.
荣格说。
Jung said.
只有接回阿尼玛。
Only return to anima.
你才不会在中年突然崩溃。
You won't suddenly collapse in middle age.
又比如，他通过画曼陀罗在混乱中重建秩序。
For example, he rebuilt order in chaos through the use of mandalas.
当你觉得生活一团糟
，When you feel that life is a mess，
什么都不确定的时候
，When in doubt，
不需要去掌控一切
，Don't try to control everything。
只需要画一个圆
，Just draw a circle，
把你所有的恐惧、愤怒
，Your fears and anger，
希望都放进去
，I hope all of them are included，
那个圆会自己找到平衡。荣格还面对了一个几乎所有现代人都会遇到的困境
，The circle will find its own balance。Jung also faced a predicament that almost everyone in the modern world encounters.
对衰老和死亡的恐惧。
Fear of aging and death.
他在红书中写道。
He wrote in the red book that.
当我停止与岁月搏斗。
When I stop fighting with time.
接受自己。
Accept yourself.
不再是那个精力无限的年轻人。
No longer the young man who experienced everything.
我反而获得了一种从未有过的平静。
I actually gained a peace that I had never experienced before.
也就是说
That is to say,
你不需要永葆青春。
You don't need to stay young forever.
你只需要学会与每一个年龄的自己和解。
You just need to learn to reconcile with every age of yourself.
最后
Finally,
他把这一切带回日常，劈柴。
He brought all this back to his daily life of chopping wood.
看诊，剥橘子。
Examine the orange.
这意味着所有的修行最终不是为了变成一个高人。
This means that all practices are ultimately not for becoming a sage,
而是为了回来做一个有血有肉。
Instead, it was to return and create a living, breathing,
会笑会泪，不吓人的普通人。
A normal person who can laugh and cry without being scared.
你不需要辞职去隐居。
You don't need to quit your job and retire.
你只需要在明天早上醒来时，用不一样的眼光看待同一杯茶。
You just need to look at the same cup of tea with a different perspective when you wake up tomorrow morning.
同一份工作。
Same job.
同一个枕边人。
The same person on the pillow.
这些内容一集讲不完。
These topics are too numerous to list.
我的十六集解读就是按照荣格的这条路，一集一集帮你把焦虑拆解。
My interpretation of level 16 is to help you break down your anxiety step by step according to Jung's theory.
把内耗转化。
Convert internal conflict.
把后半生的活法重新理顺。
Reorganize the way of living in the second half of life.
不是讲理论。
Not talking about theory,
而是给方法。
Instead, provide the method.
你不需要成为荣格。
You don't need to be Jung.
你只需要成为更真实的自己。
You just need to be yourself.
很多人问我，做了这么多期心理学。
Many people ask me what I have learned in psychology.
哪一本最值得读？我的答案始终如一。
Which book is most worth reading? My answer is always consistent.
如果你只读一本荣格
If you only read one Hume,
就读红书
Read the red book.
如果你不想独自啃这部天书
If you don't want to tackle this book alone,
就跟我的十六级解读
According to my 16th level interpretation.
因为这不是知识
Because this is not knowledge.
这是一套操作系统。
This is a set of operating systems.
装上了，你的后半生会换一种活法。
You will change your way of life for the rest of your life.
我是小书虫。
I am a bookworm.
愿荣格的这盏灯
May Hume's light
照亮你通往内心的路
Illuminate your path to the inner self.
我们路上见。
See you on the road.